time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Being joined in studio right now by Dr. Ashley Yauger and Mr. Justin Sacco. We're going to talk a little bit about they're having an opioid awareness dinner out in Emery County, and this is kind of just touching base and bringing to light a problem that is very rampant in the area here, and that's opioid abuse. So thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
No problem.
Dr. Yauger, we're going to start with you. Now, you guys held one of these in Price in, like, November. Is that when it was?
We did, yeah. We held one on November 4th, and we had a really good turnout. We had about 111 people attend, and people said even if they've known a lot of the information that they got at the dinner, they still really enjoyed our expert panel afterwards to ask questions and get some real answers from real people in the community.
And that's what this is all about. Mm-hmm. It really is to answer questions, just bring to light some of the things that people may have questions about, because there's a lot of things that people may not understand and may not know about this.
Yeah, yes. It's a really good overview of everything that you need to know to get you started, and awareness and where to go for prevention, treatment, recovery, all of those local resources for Carbon and Emery County.
Okay, now, do you have, say, members of those people that would be there that would take care of those kinds of things for people that they could talk to, or is this just a panel discussion by the USU Extension?
So it's a mix. There's a good group of people who can directly provide services and resources that will be there. They're on the Carbon and Emery Opioid and Substance Use Coalition, so we have a lot of great key stakeholders in our communities that are coming together to be there. So they will be there to sort of screen questions and help people find where they can go. We'll also be giving out a resource booklet with all of the numbers and contact information for resources in our communities.
Okay, and you said when you had the one in Price, you had about 111, 120 people there roughly.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hoping for those numbers? I mean, you don't want to hope for something like that when it comes to something like this, but are you thinking that that's about where you're going to be at when you get over there?
So we only have room in the next three dinners that we have. We have one upcoming in January, two in March. We only have room for 50 people at each of those dinners. So it's a little bit more tight space-wise, just given the locations that we're going to be at. So you want to get your tickets soon.
Okay, and do they need to RSVP or just get the tickets? And that's...
Yep. So you have to go online, go to eventbrite.com, and then just search community education dinner, and it's the first thing that comes up.
Okay, so we're going to bring Justin in. He's going to give us kind of all the particulars of it. The location, the time, and all that stuff, and what's going to go on over there. Justin, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah,
let's talk a little bit and let people know where's this going to be at, and what they need to do as far as tickets and things of that nature.
Okay, so it's going to be at the historic Emery County Courthouse building that's there in Castle Dell. On the flyer, you'll see on the Eventbrite ticket that's there, there is the address and the times and everything like that. So it's pretty easy to find. So I don't think anybody's going to have trouble as long as they look on there. If they do have an issue, they can always call our office, 435-636-3276, and we can, you know, give them the address there. They can come to USU, and we can figure out, you know, a way to help them get there.
Okay, so this, once again, is in Castle Dell at the historic courthouse. And you said it's not the newer one. It's the historic courthouse.
Yeah,
okay.
Historic courthouse, yeah.
And it's going to be from 5 to 8?
5 to 8, yeah, is what we're planning. We're going to start feeding people around 5 to 5:30, and then we'll get underway with the education, and usually we can wrap it up around 7:30-ish.
Okay, and you said that Fatty's is doing the catering for this.
Yeah, we got the local chef and restaurant owner, David Sorensen, to come out, and he's gonna cater for us, and it's coming from Fatty's. We're gonna do a potato bar.
Very good, and once again, let's give him the details on it. January 6th, Castle Dell, the historic courthouse, and it's from 5 to 8, tickets on Eventbrite, and it seems like, is that just the USU does that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's
everything
free.
Seems to be on USU.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So go through Eventbrite to get your tickets. All right, Ashley, we're going to kind of kick it back to you and kind of let you just put a bow on all this. How big, and I don't know if you can even sum this up, how big of an issue is this in Carbon County and Emery County that people may not even realize?
Yeah, so the opioid crisis is huge across the United States. In 2017, we lost over 70,000 people to substance use overdoses, and over 68% of that had opioids. In Utah specifically, Carbon and Emery County are actually the highest in the state. So it's a very big issue here. We're considered hot spots by the local health department and the state health department. So a lot of resources are coming here, and there's a lot more than people are aware of or know about, just because we don't always talk about these things. And so I think one of the biggest things is breaking down the stigma so people can seek treatment and they can talk to their loved ones or their neighbors about what they're going through. Because it's not just one person over here. This is everyone. So it's connected. It's throughout our community. So it really is.
And I've heard different things and different reasonings behind it. The one thing that always seems to stick out is that it's the work that is done here in the area. It's just that thing. And, you know, people are, it's physical labor, and sometimes injuries happen and you don't even realize that it's possible for right. you to, for this to happen to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you don't know about it. And we, for a long time, were told that opioids were safe. We're finding that addiction and dependency can start in just 5 days. So be very careful with your opioid prescriptions and take them as prescribed. And then as soon as possible, do some alternative type of pain management, which is something that we do also talk about at the dinner, some strategies, some things you can do to manage your pain that aren't medication based.
Okay, so one last time, go ahead and give them all the information on that before we get out of here.
Yes, so the next dinner is January 6th at the historic Emory County Courthouse in Castledale. It's going to start at 5. We're going to serve people dinner from 5 to about 5:30, start right on time at 5:30, go over a whole slew of things that you want to know about the opioid crisis locally and all of our resources, and then we'll conclude by about 7:30 after our expert panel question and answer session.
Okay, and they need to get tickets for this. They need to sign up for it. And it's eventbrite.com. And what do they need to put in?
Community education dinner.
Okay. Dr. Yager and Justin, thanks for stopping in. We appreciate you guys and everything that you're doing out there.
Yeah, thanks
you so
for
much.
Having us.
Happy holidays.
All right, now for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.